Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Long-tenured tea trader Rajpal Obeyasekera is the newly appointed chairman of the Sri Lanka Tea Board. Ministry of Plantations Industry Director General M.S. Arnirudra announced the appointment this week. One of the first of the newly elected Anura Kumara Dissanayake administration appointees. Obeyasekera, 72, replaces Niraj Dimel, who was chair of the tea board since June 2022. The new chair began his career as a taster under Harry Jayawardena at the government-owned Consolidated Tea Export Company, more commonly called Consol Tea. In 1977, Obeyasekera was one of the three founders of the Stassen Group, a tea exporter and FMCG importer. During the 1980s and 90s, Stassen Group acquired several ventures, including Distilleries Corp, Lincoln Milk Foods, Brown's Group, and Hatton Bank, and invested in several financial institutions. In 2015, he was appointed chairman of the Foreign Employment Bureau, leaving that post in 2019. The Sri Lanka Tea Board, founded in 1976, is a regulatory authority that oversees tea quality and provides marketing, branding, and global promotion of Ceylon tea. Obeyasekera leads a board that faces several challenges, including declining tea yields due to aging stock and unpredictable weather conditions, high production costs compounded by labor shortages, and global competition from India, China, and Africa for orthodox black tea exports. Kenya has suspended the reserve price requirement for tea sold at the Mombasa auction, restoring the market to unfettered supply and demand dynamics. In a letter to tea stakeholders, East African Tea Trade Association Managing Director George Omuga writes that the decision will benefit exporters, brokers, and packers. The Kenya Tea Development Agency network includes 618,000 growers. Together, they produce most of the country's tea. In 2022, fearing a destabilizing market due to falling prices, Kenya established auction minimums, $2.60 per kilo for factories east of the Rift Valley, and a lower $2.40 per kilo minimum for tea grown west of the Rift. The prices averaged $2.34 per kilo, a minimum calculated to ensure a return higher than the cost of production to cushion farmers from losses. It didn't work. The Mombasa auction, largest by volume globally, sells tea from 9 African countries where price restrictions do not apply. Once the Kenyan minimums were enforced, sellers across the African community cut prices, creating a surplus of Kenyan tea. Warehouses bulged and prices plunged. Newly harvested tea was plentiful due to favorable weather and fertilizer subsidies. Compounding the situation was a high court ruling that permitted previously forbidden direct sales to foreign buyers who negotiated privately. Independent factories supplying the domestic market simply bypassed the auction. Tea generates 2% of the nation's agricultural gross domestic product and is one of the country's largest sources of foreign exchange earnings, generating $1.4 billion in 2023. This year, approximately 100 million kilos of tea has yet to be sold. The East African Trade Association, which operates the auction, urged players to, quote, observe ethical tea pricing practices to ensure that teas are not sold at prices below production costs, end quote. All teas offered through the direct sales overseas window should be sold at a price above the prevailing auction prices, writes Omuga. T Tea exports rose in volume during the first half of the year as earnings topped $794 million, about $102 billion Kenyan shillings, as bargain hunters in Pakistan, Egypt, the UK, Russia, and Saudi Arabia increased shipments. Striking workers at a Tetley tea factory in northeast England who walked off the job on September 20th and intermittently since remain firm in their demand for better pay. Workers at the Eagles Cliff factory told BBC they had authorized 12 more strike dates during the next 2 months. According to a statement from the GMB union, around 150 Tata Consumer Products-owned facility workers in Teesside say wages have not kept pace with rising costs. A Tata spokesperson told Retail Dive, quote, "We are not immune to the difficult economic circumstances facing families and businesses, but we do believe the pay award offers made by us to be fair," end quote. "We are disappointed with the decision to strike, particularly when we have two offers on the table, which the unions decided not to present to members before going to the ballot," said the spokesman. Tata said workers were offered a 4.4% pay raise, compared to the 7% negotiated in last year's contract. GMB organizer Paul Clark said, quote, "These women worked their fingers to the bone for this company, providing the UK with its favorite cup of tea, but they're paid a pittance and it is just not right," end quote. "Workers feel saddened and hurt by the way their employer has treated them," Clark told BBC. He added, "Tata bosses need to be clear. These women will not be intimidated and will not back down until they want a pay rise that allows them a decent standard of living," end quote. GMB said workers asked for a one-year deal. The national minimum wage rose by 9.8% last year, and that's what members are focused on, end quote. In memoriam. Industrial titan Ratan Tata, former chairman of Tata Sons and a 2008 recipient of the Padma Vibhushan, India's second highest civilian award, died this week at 86.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.